Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text STAY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text STAY to 321321. That's STAY to 321321.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
From the Dexcom G6 Studios, make knowledge your superpower for managing type 1 diabetes. Visit DEXCOM.com. This is Into Tomorrow during our 26th year on the air for the weekend of Friday, May 14th, 2021. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
And I might as well start out, since we got word since last week's show, about what's going on with my voice being so screwed up for 3 months plus now.
Oh?
They want to do surgery on my vocal cords. Wonderful.
Well, the best part for the rest of us is your aftercare, after your surgery.
You know, that's true, because I was told I would have to be completely silent. No whispering even, because apparently that's bad for your vocal cords. But they're going to remove a polyp. They're going to cut it off.
Ugh.
I've seen the video. If you're one of my Facebook friends, maybe you got stuck seeing it too. If not, friend me on Facebook. Just mention the show and I'll friend you back so you can get in there. But if you want to see vocal cords in action and laugh, it's okay to laugh at me. Because the doctor actually put a mic on me while he scoped me, which took multiple times. Tried to go through the nose. That wasn't working well. Then in the throat. No, that definitely didn't work well. He said, if I don't numb you even more, you're going to throw up on me. I said, oh, that's nice. But you'll hear me attempting to do, you'll hear the doctor say, okay, give me a nice long E. And I try to do that with this camera in my throat and all that, and you can see my vocal cords moving. And then when they zoom in, you see this nodule on the vocal cord. Very bizarre. So June 3rd, at the moment, pending any other issue, they're gonna cut it out. And then for a week and a day, good luck with that for me. Yeah, I have to be completely silent. I don't know how I'm going to do that. I have never been quiet since I was born.
This is true.
100 years ago.
So if we have a show after your surgery, we'll know that it worked.
Well, we're going to, yeah, I guess. Well, that week's show, June 3rd is a Thursday, so that week's show for Friday the 4th will have to be recorded before I go into surgery, right. Of course. And you're already trying to kill what's left of me by saying we need to pre-record the next week's show. Oh, listen, I'm going through puberty again. Yeah. Next week's show. Because we don't want to have 3 hours of dead air.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, is if the next show after that, as long as it's not 3 hours of dead air, then we'll know that it worked.
Yeah, that's a good point.
They can give you one of those voice box things that... When you smoke too much and you lose your vocal cords.
But that's not the problem, so we're not going to go there. But I have my own voice box, thank you. And I trust this doctor, mark my words, save this recording. And he says the risks are low and the advantage is almost 100% that I'll be back to the way I was before this started 3 months plus ago. I hope so. Yeah. So there's the update. Hopefully I didn't bore you with it. Many people... Oh, stop it.
Oh, sorry.
Many people have been asking, and I appreciate it. I appreciate your thoughts and prayers, especially coming up to June 3rd. I'll try to keep you updated as much as I can. I will be doing only emails, texts, instant messages, that sort of thing, and hand signals. If I don't like something, I may raise a certain finger, so only people around me will know. Otherwise, thumbs up, you know. But don't even tempt me. You always come out to my desk from the control room and ask me questions or start talking, and you said you already are planning to not come out there. I said, well, don't not come out. Just don't ask questions. Make a statement or show me something, but don't make me want to try to respond, because just listen to this.
Well, we got plenty of duct tape.
That's great. Maybe I won't have to shave. It'll just pull the whiskers right off when I try to take it off. So that's the latest and greatest. I guess you can call it that. Do you think I can remain quiet for a week and a day?
No, but it's going to be a good challenge.
Boy, it certainly is. Somebody's alarm is going off outside our studios.
I hear that.
Oh, there now it stopped. Oh, well. But yeah, it's going to be a challenge. There's no question about that. So we're going to do some tech news and commentary throughout the show today, as our normal first segments, of course. So for every four stories, I'll do one. What do you say?
Okay, sure.
We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what that happens, because it's what we do. And then we'll get to more of your calls. Oh, let the folks know, especially because I personally would appreciate more people calling in, asking questions, listeners helping listeners. John's coming up with one of those in a few minutes. And sharing whatever you all want to share, because it's less talking that I have to do. So it's less painful to all of y'all's ears.
Right. So the phone number he's trying to get out to you is 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
And there's other ways to participate that are even easier than dialing a phone.
Yeah, well, you can send a text to that same number.
We
ask that you just give us your first name, your city, and how you listen to the show.
Okay.
So that we know.
So if you text the 800 number, which you're going to give again in case somebody wants to text, first name, where you're writing from, and
how you listen to
how you listen to the show.
And don't just say with my ears or on the radio. Tell us which radio station, which podcast, which it's only one stream, it's our stream, but just let us know how you listen.
All right. That's good. Yeah. And what's the 800 number to text to?
800-899-4686.
Okay, you can send a text. There you go. With those three things, don't forget. Or
you can use our free Into Tomorrow app. There's a message to studio option in there that allow you to record a very good, clean-sounding question and send it right to us.
Does it have to be clean-sounding?
Well, it will be with the app.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can curse if you have some tech rage, and we'll bleep you ourselves. Don't worry.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you can visit intotomorrow.com, and on the right side of the page there's a little Ask Dave microphone, which you can hit. And like with the app, you can record some audio of yourself and send it to us that way.
But I think on phones now, H has moved it to the bottom right. As you scroll, it's there. So anytime you just say, let me ask a question or help another listener, because we love those calls too, then you can do that. It's very easy. Just don't be in a really noisy environment, because we might have trouble hearing you. But otherwise, you almost sound like you're in the studio with us as well. Mm-hmm. All right. So see, there's lots of ways to participate.
And tech news this week, probably the biggest story that I'm sure that by now we've all heard about was the pipeline that was hacked into and shut down.
Oh, boy. And by the way, there's no gasoline shortage, so stop hoarding gas.
Right. It's panic buying.
Yeah.
You said before we came into the show, it's the toilet paper of 2021.
Exactly. There was no toilet paper shortage, but for some stupid reason, a year ago, everybody was hoarding toilet paper, so it was difficult to get.
Yeah.
Not necessary with gas.
Of course, if you're in like the northwest part of the country listening to it, it doesn't affect you. This is real big here in the southeast.
Yeah.
It affected people all over the southeast, including here in Florida. Now, fortunately, in South Florida, most of our gas comes in on ships, so we weren't quite as affected as others in the northern part of the state, as well as the Carolinas, Georgia, Alabama, and other states in the area.
Well, to be fair, most of our gas comes from Taco Bell.
Well, that's true, yeah.
But the stuff we put in our cars, yeah, Yeah. From tankers that come into Port Everglades and Port Miami.
Yeah. Now, in an interesting turn of events, the group behind the ransomware attack has apologized for the social consequences.
Now, that's really bizarre. I couldn't believe that when I first heard it. What do you mean they apologized?
Yeah, they're claiming that their goal is to make money, not cause societal problems.
Too late.
Yeah, the group is called DarkSide, and the FBI has confirmed they are behind the attack. According to Vice, the group's apology was posted to its dark website. It reads, in broken English, of course.
Because they're in Russia, right?
Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah. We are apolitical. We do not participate in geopolitics. Do not need to tie us with a defined government and look for other our motives.
Okay.
Our goal is to make money and not creating problems for society. Mm-hmm. From today, we will introduce moderation and check each company that our partners want to encrypt to avoid social consequences in the future. So are these hackers with a heart?
No, if they had a heart, they wouldn't be hacking.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Why, if you have a heart, you don't break the law.
There's no honor amongst thieves, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. Holy God. So they apologized.
They apologized for hacking, and they apparently released it.
Oh,
and
so that's how we know it was that group.
Yeah, and earlier in the week, they said that they had hoped to have the pipeline on by the end of the week, or fully open by the end of the week. So hopefully it's fully operational.
Hopefully
now.
By the time you hear this. No more hoarding of gasoline. I mean, first of all, people are filling up multiple tanks, gas cans, and putting them in their trunks. Or I saw one guy at the gas station the other day that had a big, giant tank on a trailer he was filling with gasoline. I mean, it probably held, 1,000 gallons or more. Well, first of all, we don't need bombs on our roadways.
Exactly.
So stop it. That's absurd. And secondly, there is no shortage. Now, of course, tell that to the people that pulled up to a gas station after waiting in line and said, no more gas. Well, that's because people are hoarding it.
Yeah, but at least with, personally, I've got a car that will run on that E85 ethanol stuff. So
aren't you special?
I went to a gas station, and this happened to me the last two hurricanes we had, where they were completely out of sort of normal gasoline, but they had E85, so I was able to pull up, get my gas, and leave.
Now, why is that? Because that's gasoline,
isn't it? But it's not in demand. So not every engine can take E85. It has to be one of those, I've got the Ford, it's a flexi-fuel, they call it, so I can take regular unleaded or this E85.
Gotcha. So they fill those tanks, and they just don't get emptied as often.
Right, because there's not nearly as many cars that can take the E85.
Gotcha. You can't put that in a regular car.
No.
Mess it up.
Yeah.
Don't want to do that then. Well, that's good. Well, and we thank them for apologizing.
Yeah. Not that it makes it any better.
No, exactly. Growing number of developers and software companies are lodging complaints, imagine that, against Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google, claiming the technology giants are using their size and power to crush competition or demand a share of smaller companies' profits. The formation of trade groups and growing concerns about big tech's power among governments is making it easier for some small agencies to now finally come forward. So good luck to them, because we're all also against big tech. That's why I call them anti-social media, among other things. But I'm glad to see that folks are able to, in some smaller ways, fight with these morons, the Amazons and Apples and Facebooks and Googles of the world, causing more and more problems for us. Parks Associates reports that 42% of broadband households lack smart appliances, and those in charge have no intent to purchase them. Lower prices or bundles would entice 17% of those respondents into buying some smart appliances. I don't get it. I mean, if once you get some smart appliances, I've got a microwave that I ask Alexa to set the time and to do different things. Alexa, microwave a pizza, or Alexa defrost chicken, and it does it. I don't have to mess with the buttons or anything. Once you get those kind of things, as well as a faucet that turns on and gives me the exact amount of water I might ask for, stuff like that, you want to get more because it makes your life easier. Of course, some people like you refuse to talk to my garbage can.
Yeah, well, why?
Because you can say open can and don't have to wave your hand over it.
Right.
Because, see, you wave your hand over it and you're dropping stuff. Schmutz all over the top of my can. If you say open can, then you put the stuff in. You're not having to wave your dirty hand.
I get enough talking to a garbage can when I talk to my Amazon Echo device.
Yeah, well, that's probably true. John in Bridgewater, New Jersey, listens to our free podcasts and always calling in and helping and participating, in this case, helping another listener. We love that. Hey, John.
This is in response for Steve from Lakeville, Illinois, who you recommended Cove Security as an option. We just switched from AT&T Digital Life to Cove, a long overdue change, just last week. We did a lot of research and ended up going with Cove. It was pretty affordable, and if you're a vet, there is a great deal for smaller installs like what Steve may be looking at. So the box arrived, and I opened it up to start the install. Now, it really is as easy as their video with the little girl shows. You can preset the name of the sensors when you place the order, which we did. When I opened the box, the sensors were not labeled, but as I activated each one, the base station did say what it was for. When it comes to the sensors themselves, they are about twice the size of the sensors I had with AT&T Digital Life, but they use Wi-Fi rather than Z-Wave, as I understand it, for their connection. They have the sticky pads already attached to each part, and the instructions show best how to place each sensor on their location. The door and window sensors are identical. We also got a motion sensor, which is not supposed to go off when our cat's walking around. We haven't tested that yet. We also chose to get the CO and smoke detectors, and those are also very easy to install. Another sensor we got, which may not be of interest to someone renting an apartment, was a water sensor, which we placed by our water heater. We neglected to get the glass break sensor for our back patio door. However, Cove has a neat feature with the plus monitoring. Every month you get a $5 credit, which rolls over. It's for use in buying additional or replacement hardware. We also have two remotes, which we have in our cars to enable or disable the system while in the driveway. In regards to the monitoring, which was our main reason for switching, they have two levels. The basic is very affordable at $14.95 a month. We chose the plus for $24.95, which was still over a $20 a month savings for us because of its ability to remotely monitor our system via the phone app and the $5 a month equipment credit. What does it not do? It doesn't have a door lock, which we had with AT&T. This is probably not a big issue for someone who rents an apartment. What is a big deal for an apartment renter is that the system is yours. If you move, you can bring it and use it in a new place. You can't do that with AT&T's system. The other, for me, big thing that doesn't work is the Amazon Alexa integration. They mention this on their website, but when you actually try to do it, their Alexa skill is completely non-functioning. Hopefully they'll fix this soon. Our experience so far, including the few negatives I mentioned, has been superb. I'm really happy with the system. I hardly recommend it, especially for someone who's renting. Hope this helps. Thanks, guys. Talk to you later.
Well, thank you, John. Cove, right? C-O-V-E is what he's talking about. John's always great at helping other listeners, and we very much appreciate that.
And, you know, that's when we talk about getting calls with your participation. That's something I've never even thought of. Give us a product review. And this was a great review of something that we talked about, but we hadn't personally tested. But John did, so we loved hearing his review of it.
That's awesome. And in fact, if you get a new tech product and you don't like it, tell us that too. And, you know, we'll stress that it's, you know, your opinion and maybe others have had better luck or vice versa, what have you. But do let us know, 800-899-INTO, and let's meet in the meantime at intotomorrow.com.